Number 22. The Treasure Chest. Four men were sitting around a campfire in a bower one evening. The four men had different personalities. One was a bootless bore. One was very braggadocio. One was a boorish braggart. And the fourth was a kind, bookish man. They were all from the boreal part of their country, and were on their way to the south, where there was an economic boom, to boycott against the oppression from the bourgeois. They would travel during the day, often following a river or stream that bound them on one side. At night, one man would boost another up, so he could cut some large boughs off of the tops of trees and brace the branches against a large boulder. Then they would bore some holes in the wood and attach some brackets to the wood. Finally, they would tie some material to the brackets to act as shelter. They had botched the first few attempts in making their shelter because they didn't have a way of attaching the material to the brackets. But the bookish man knew about botany, so he picked some of the bounteous wild vines growing along the road, and he braided them together to form a strong rope. He brandished his creation for the other men to see. The other men thought this was a boon, but still booed him and told him not to brag about his viney rope. But the bookish man was so confident of his invention that after fastening it to their tent, he started bouncing on it in a bracing way to prove it was strong. But the ropes broke and boomeranged around and hit him in the face. The other men's laughter was bountiful, but they said they would put the brakes on their laughter because his brand of rope really worked. They picked him a bouquet of wild flowers and said they would bowdlerize this part of the story when they told their friends. That night they cooked their supper. They braised some vegetables in bovine bouillon. It was delicious, but a little too brackish. The next day they came to a bottleneck in the road and rested because walking was so boring. Because of their boredom, they started exploring the area and discovered a large treasure chest that was covered by a bouffant blanket. They opened the chest and looked at their booty. It was full with a bountiful amount of silver, gold, diamonds, rings, and bracelets. The four men couldn't believe their bout of good luck.